Théophile, à tous les hommes de bonne volonté, sont conviés à Auroville tous ceux qui ont soif de progrès et aspirent à une vie plus haute et plus vraie. Charte d'Auroville. Auroville n'appartient à personne en particulier. Auroville appartient à toute l'humanité dans son ensemble. Mais pour séjourner à Auroville, il faut être le serviteur volontaire de la conscience divine. Auroville sera le lieu de l'éducation perpétuelle, du progrès constant et d'une jeunesse qui ne vieillit point. Auroville veut être le pont entre le passé et l'avenir. Profitant de toutes les découvertes extérieures et intérieures, elle veut hardiment s'élancer vers les réalisations futures. Auroville sera le lieu des recherches matérielles et spirituelles pour donner un corps vivant à une unité humaine concrète.
What you just heard was the mother voice reading the charter in French, which was broadcasted on 28th of February in 1968, announcing to her whole India that the new community was just born. At that occasion, the mother was sitting in her room in Ashram, and the All India Radio broadcasted her words to the Matri Mandir Amphitheater, where the inauguration ceremony was in the process. The mother's voice was at the same time also broadcasted all over the India, which was also the birth of All India Radio. Happy birthday, sweet mother. Today is Thursday, 21st of February, and right now it's partly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 23 to high of 29 degrees Celsius, and it will be breezy again with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect clear in the evening, then partly cloudy, with winds from the north-northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 82 and it will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 79%. As we said, here in Auroville is one of the special days of the year, the Mother's Birthday. Some attended collective meditation, we recorded part of the text from Mother's Agenda, and the afternoon at 5:30 p.m. we are all invited to Matri Mandir Amphitheater to the reading of the passages from Savitri, Book of the Divine Mother, and the Book of Birth and Quest, accompanied by flute. In Sri Aurobindo Ashram we can also visit the Mother's Chamber, because today is Darshan Day. And while we are talking about Matri Mandir events around the birthday week, on 26th of February, Mark Vela, around 6 o'clock just before dark, will offer to the community concert. He's offering his concert on his piano, which was brought here from France. Within Steps Ahead, presented by Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with other working groups at the time of Birthday Week's events, we had a chance yesterday to listen to Lavenir talking on perspectives of building the city that the Earth needs, and here's a short excerpt of discussion on the road, work going on between Quelapalam to Edan Chavanadi.
Actually, it would be a topic for this afternoon, in any case, because it's quite relevant. I mean, it's part of the argument of this afternoon, but I was out right now just to coordinate some element of that, because we have two people who are supposed to be on the road all the time. And these work are work which are undertaken by the State Highway Department. And State Highway Department, is the road belong to the State Highway Department, and they started this work without even informing the Panchayat, I mean, because that's what they told us. And we have been in touch with them for the last few weeks. We went to Vanur, we discussed with the engineer, we have explained the nature of this work. I mean, they are widening the road for 1.8 meter on one side. We have highlighted two aspects. One is that we have concern for tree, and on that side there is an agreement with them that whenever there is some sensitive area, they can be flexible and either widening the road on the other side or widening the road 90 and 90. And after that, we have Punusvami, that is the liaison person of Lavenir, that is coordinated with the road inspector, and plus one more person on site, and whenever something doesn't follow the agreement, we try to intervene. That is what is happening right now. Until now, it works more or less quite okay. The work are planned. We had a meeting with the... We had actually three meetings with the assistant division engineer in charge of the work. One of them in the office with Balabhaskar are planned to be only one site. We have expressed the concern of the tree, and especially we have concern to them, expressed the concern of the traffic. Because on one side, widening the road of 1.8 give more security, but it may attract more traffic. Especially in consideration of the traffic, try to go to Pondi and avoiding the toll gate on the NH66. We have agreed with the secretary, and also we have informed the State Highway Department that we want to have traffic prevention measure. That could be either the removal of the toll gate, so that all the traffic that goes to Pondi via the Quelapalam road in order to avoid the payment toll gate could not be made, or making some toll gate for Panchayat toll gate on Panchayat road for heavy vehicle only. I mean, these situations are going in parallel. There is also a difficult problem because toll gate is national highway road, central way road. This is work of state highway road, so there is also problem of coordination between two different government agencies at different level. We are keeping people on the side because it's important to have that whatever is communicated to the office percolate also to the work which are on the ground, and it's not so easy. This kind of work would require a more kind of dedicated task force and full time than just going around fighting and interrupting meeting and taking an area taxi, go to Vanur and whichever. And this is one challenge which it's going to be discussed this afternoon. I mean, how can we deal? Either we have our own strong institution that is recognized by the local government, which we don't have at the moment, also we have this possibility, or we really take a commitment to have our own people dedicated full time, because the network level of the local government and initiative are quite wide and separate, each one with its own independence and autonomy.
Okay. As you may remember, yesterday's short reportage on entry service fire caused by electrical shortcut, and because of that, the entry service will be closed until they replace and repair the furniture and computers, but as they announced, they hope that they will be able to open it on Monday, 4th of March. And here's an announcement of Resident Assembly Service for a call for a Resident Assembly decision-making process. The Resident Assembly Service, on behalf of the Working Committee, calls all concerned Auroveans to participate in a decision-making process with agenda to decide whether Auroville will apply by 1st of May 2013 for inscription in the tentative list of India's World Heritage Site. And here's the tentative schedule for the process, starting with General Meeting on 1st of March and ending with the Resident Assembly on 29th of March. So, General Meeting on Friday, March 1st at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, and then Second General Meeting, if required, on Thursday, 7th of March, also at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, and then follows 2 weeks decision-making process between Friday, March 15th to Friday, March 29th, and Resident Assembly Meeting on Friday, 29th of March at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. First week of April, communication of the results by the Working Committee to the Governing Board Chairman to look up our decision-making policy, and they're asking us to read the decision-making policy, which we can also get on the request a soft or hard copy from Resident Assembly Service. And they're asking us to mail them at rasservice@auroville.org in, or we can call on 890-330-6837 in case if we have any questions. At Youth Center, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, from morning 9 a.m. to afternoon p.m., they will facilitate a 3 days Tetra Pak workshop in the spirit of reduce, reuse, recycle, and we can come to learn how to build a stool or a house in Tetra Pak. For more information, we can call Mark on 944-200-6807. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Irena Guerci will open a photo exhibition, Matrimandir and the Park of Unity. On this exhibition will be on display a selection of photographs taken over the last 12 years. And it will be on display from Saturday until 9th of March. We can see the exhibition every day except Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Auroville Film Festival reminds the community that all films made by Aurovillians, residents of Auroville and its bioregion, and films made by guests in Auroville will be screened. Have you made your film yet? You can visit webpage www.aurovillefilmfestival.org. On 28th of February, after the bonfire, the Russian Pavilion invite all the Russian-speaking Aurovillians for an informal meeting of Russian-speaking Aurovillians, newcomers and guests to explore the subject of connection between Russia and Auroville. Rosa will present a talk, Why Mother Has Created Auroville, and Vera will offer an experiment in collective tuning through the bell ringing with the Russian singing bells. Meeting will take place at the Savitri Bhavan Amphitheater at 7:15 a.m. on 28th, as we said, right after the bonfire. And on Saturday, 2nd of March at 10:15 a.m. in the Unity Pavilion in International Zoll will take place the meeting for the realization of the Italian Pavilion. All Italians and sympathizers are welcome. Tea and biscuit will be served. Rara Tapasya 2013, Secret Music Festival between 25th of February and 2nd of March in Auroville and Pondicherry will start on Monday 25th at Shri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. with Shri Galanjit Das on sitar and on second tabla TBC. The aim of this Sacred Music Festival is to bring more awareness of our living traditions through music. Masters from both the classical and the yogic tradition will bring the divine into our lives, transcending any man-made differences through this music. For full details, you can visit the webpage www.ragatapasya.arodan.com. At the time of the festival, Vijay Kichlu, who will be demonstrating the rhythmic and melodic management of this ancient music that dates back through student and guru over thousands of years. And in Auroville, we are celebrating another anniversary. It's gonna be 10 years of Swaram, and celebration of Swaram musical instruments in Kottakarel will take place on Friday and Saturday, March 1st and March 2nd, with the open house from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in their showroom and workshops, where we would be able to indulge in sounds, music and the beauty of Swaram musical instruments and meet the team and the artisans attend one of the workshops. And here's the calling to all working artists of Auroville to join Nelanjani Visual Art Center to put a mysterious, strange, marvelous in blue title of art show, which would be held in Hank's beautiful house where Art on Sunday originated. All they want to do is to use the title for inspiration to paint, sculpt, draw, mix media and or photograph, but please just choose one media. and choose one astonishingly fine piece and bring it to Hank House on the 18th of April. They're asking you to put information about the piece on the back. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. in Shiroubindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, we can see Where Do We Go Now, directed by Nandine Labaki and was made in Lebanon. And in Sadana Forest in Ecofilm Club, they will screen at 7 p.m. also tomorrow, Oceans, which was made in 2010 and directed by Jacques Perrin and Jacques Clouzot. And tomorrow at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 5 p.m. they will screen Interview with Vincenzo Maiolini, which was realized in October 2012 in Auroville. Within Tagore series today at 8 p.m. we can see Home on the World, drama made in India in 1984 and directed by Satyajit Raj. And on Saturday they will screen at 8 p.m. also The Hidden Blade, made in Japan in 2004, romance drama. And children can see at 4:30 p.m. Animation Adventure Family, The Rescuers, made in USA in 1977 and directed by John Lounsbery. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. they will screen Hearts of Darkness, A Filmmaker's Apocalypse, a documentary made in USA in 1991. In the words of the mother in volume 14, we read, surrender, decision to hand over the responsibility of your life to the divine. This is done either through the mind or the emotion or the life impulse or through all of them together. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on ourradio.org. Thank you.